Welcome back to Over the Bar, the podcast that is nothing but bite-sized law school survival tips. In this episode, Stephen talks about getting your hands on past exams so you can dominate your own exams. If you're lucky, your professor will provide them. But keep listening for some more tips on where you can find resources.
Postmortems on prior exams. Now, it's not guaranteed that the professors will have them. So here's what we're talking about. This takes a couple of different forms. One is the professor provides a report, it has sort of a written summary, like a more global summary of, okay, here's what I saw on people's exams. And every student gets it. It's not individualized to the student. And they start betraying things that they, you know, I hate it when people misspell stuff. You know, I hate it when the grammar's really bad or like whatever it is. You don't care what it is. Just as long as you see what it is. The other thing you do is, if the professor posts a sample answer, a fair amount of the time, professors will provide a copy of the top student's exam. So what you do is, you care on some level what the student has written because you want to write like them, because of course that helps you get the right answer. But it's the notes in the margins that the professor makes. It's the check marks they make. So here's where they tend to get that stuff. All law school libraries tend to keep some kind of area where there's past exams and then whatever the professor provides. They also have the repository where it tends to really be a lot more so now is on the school's intranet. They have past exams, and if the professor's willing to provide them, sample answers. Now, the samples can take a variety of forms, right? It could just be their postmortem. It could be a student sample answer or both. The key is, if there's something there, the student has to access as many of those things as they can, and especially the postmortems and the sample answer, and read through all of them. And your job is just to get a sense of like, wow, this professor put a check mark here or said this was good. I'll figure out whatever that phrase was that the professor liked so much and make sure you include it too.
Thank you for listening to Over the Bar, where you get nothing but bite-sized law school survival tips. We hope this episode has been informative and you now know where you can find some postmortems of exams, even if your professor doesn't provide them. Subscribe so you never miss survival tips. And if you want some more resources, including past exams and online courses, head over to CalWeaselBarTutorial.com.